What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Celtics will try to get to a game 7 back here at the Garden on Monday with a win tonight. Curtis was talking about it earlier this morning during his lead. And looking forward to this game, kind of game you like, Curtis, tonight, right?
I do. I got to tell you, we need a cam on Jackson at all times.
Yeah, what happened?
He's screaming to me. First of all, he's like, I'm opening the door to air the thing. We've got audio in the hallway. And then he says, it should say if it's acoustic, Sister Hazel.
I
did get nervous when I heard the first little beat. I'm like, Greg doesn't like live.
You know what?
Greg
I don't
like live.
I don't even. You notice? I don't even say anything about it anymore. Because I just know what he is.
Yeah.
And I know what he's gonna do. And I just.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. I don't love the.
I was nervous, but you also don't have the talk back here, so maybe that helped.
No, I can speak right back to him. The mics weren't on. I could have said anything to him. So.
Anyway,
I liked it. My shoulders were moving.
Yeah. Yeah. The original version is really the one.
Much better.
Most people,
yes. I'm sorry.
Play, but that's fine.
Yeah. Hey, you know. Anyway, yeah.
You
big
could
game
if
tonight.
You wanted, Jackson, when you have 24 hours to get ready for a show, you could just line your rejoins up 24 hours in advance.
Duly noted that will be done for Monday.
Yes, oh, Monday. Oh, you're back Monday.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Forgot about that.
And
excellent.
Tuesday.
And Tuesday.
All right, right. Monday and Tuesday.
And
I'm
Friday.
Out Monday. I'm out Monday and Tuesday. All right. So do you want, Curtis, do you want the weekly wrap-up first, or do you want to get to Bill Belichick this morning?
That's a call for you. I maybe we do wrap-up heading into break to feel good.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Right. So Bill was on with Michael Strahan this morning.
Right. So Bill sat down. We're going through the rest of it. College Tom grabbed this. This is a specific back and forth from Michael Strahan to Bill Belichick on Jordan Hudson.
And I know that a lot have been made also in a professional life, but also your personal life, because it's spilled over into your professional life in a lot of ways. And a lot has been made about your relationship with Jordan Hudson. It's been getting a lot of attention. She isn't here this morning. But what do you think about all the attention that your relationship has been getting?
Yeah, well, she's been terrific, you know, through the whole process, and she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football, and that's really what I want to do. You know, I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages, and also given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side. You know, sometimes I get a little football technical, and so, you know, she did a good job of keeping me on balance there.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have good personal relationship, and you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
Hey, you look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach. Only happy people do yoga. Yeah. Well, I know a lot's been made about all of this, and I just hope that the focus gets back on you and if you're happy, we're all happy for you.
So how would you guess that went in the lead up to the interview? Was he told you can ask one question about Jordan at the end?
Probably.
And Bill is going to respond this way, and then he can follow up with one question.
Right.
What?
Part of me is wondering, though, like, Good Morning America does fine with or without Bill Belichick coming on. Like, I don't necessarily, if it was NBC Sports Boston, I could see them, you know, saying, hey, you can ask one question about this and it's the end. But if you're Good Morning America, I don't think Michael Strahan goes into it being with a list of do not ask questions. They're too big of an outlet.
Yeah, but I think Strahan goes into it with, I used to play. I respect Bill to a level
exactly.
of as a former football player to one of the greatest coaches of all time. So I think he goes into it with that approach. That's why he's laughing. He's like, hey, coach, I didn't think I'd ever see you doing yoga. You know what I mean? So it doesn't become an uncomfortable interview. It just becomes a joke in. Say what you got to say. Jordan's been great for the business side. Michael, I'm not answering no more questions. You can kind of hear it in the voice.
But that interview had nothing to do with North Carolina. It was a business, and he noted at the beginning that she wasn't there. And to me, the thing that stands out is now this is another spot where Bill has made abundantly clear the distance between Jordan Hudson and North Carolina, which proves Pablo Torre correct once again that the quick refusal or denial that was issued by the university has not been followed up, in fact, because Bill made it, he wasn't asked directly about her in North Carolina. He volunteered that information and made it clear that she does his business, not the business of North Carolina.
Well, I think because he made that clear, because people were thinking she was doing football stuff because of the mic'd up element.
Well, the mic'd up element is a football thing.
But it's technically not if it's part of the production.
Getting the football program bounced off of Hard Knocks because of your demands is not interfering in the football success of UNC from a brand perspective.
I think that's also, and I'm just showing the other side, I think that's her part of being part of the production company saying, for whatever reason, we're not doing it because X, Y, and Z.
No, Wiggy, I'm with you until that point. Like, she ruined the UNC football program being on Hard Knocks, if you believe those reports. It's not just about Bill in that case. That's about the school. That's about the football program. That's about the players, the rest of the coaching staff.
But she ruined it because she
wanted to be
an executive
producer.
But part of his Belichick production, she's saying, well, here's what my role is if we're going to do this as an executive producer.
But that's not Belichick Productions. That's UNC football that's being showcased for Hard Knocks. It's not Belichick Productions.
So him not being on it isn't part of his Belichick production?
No, Belichick Productions would be like a podcast for him, or if they wanted to release him mic'd up.
When he was on McAfee whatever weirdly elaborate business opportunities they created that she was involved in, which is another odd thing. Like, why does he want her involved in his business?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. It's because she's demanding it. But why is he acquiescing? Like, why?
Because he said he's happy.
But he said that she, if I'm correct, he said that she looked at the book with her vast experience in business and brought the business side of things to the way he wrote the book.
Yeah.
Or did she graduate from Wharton Business School, or like what? Like, what is her, what's her resume when it comes to business? It's weird.
I have to say, I am really surprised that after the Sunday morning show on CBS, that she is still managing anything of his.
Same.
Like, she created such a massive gaffe. She took something that could have been, it was intended to be a simple interview about his book and his life in football, and that turned into the most viral clip of 2025 with that sweatshirt and the interruptions and the everybody focused on how they met because of her inability to let him just answer the question in the way that he had publicly answered it.
But he's got the love glasses on. He don't see any of that.
But everything that Bill Belichick professed to be was to remove blinders, focus on a task, do your job, don't allow distractions to overrun it.
And that was before he started dating a 24-year-old, Curtis.
Okay,
those are all things that he preached before he started dating.
So you don't think he's going to tell his college football players to not allow distractions?
Oh, he's still going to do that, but it's do as I say, not as I do.
Also,
right?
If they're winning, It's not a distraction.
The thing with Bill is doing stuff that we've never seen Bill do before, because Bill is doing something in a relationship with a 24-year-old that we've never seen Bill do before. So Bill is completely different.
But according to Pablo Torre, he went on across the street yesterday. She was at Patriots games in 2021. This is not a new development.
All right, so whatever it is, she has the it's like anything else, Curtis, at the beginning of the relationship.
It's not the beginning.
No. But in the beginning, you don't have as much growth, and so you're not doing as much. But then as your relationship grows after 3 years, your partner or your spouse becomes more involved with things you start to do. So maybe she wasn't doing these things early in the relationship, but now she's 3 years into the relationship, and you can clearly tell that she does a lot of these things because Bill is not going to say nothing.
I don't think most people have a boyfriend or a girlfriend that is making business decisions for them.
I think if they're in a relationship, there are a lot.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
A lot of people, if they're in that world, that the boyfriend or the girlfriend 3 years into the relationship is doing things for that person with their job.
Can I present a spin zone here? Because if they met in 2021, maybe Bill offered her to be on his, you know, personal Belichick production staff.
Yep.
And it was a working relationship first, and then it grew into something more. Where do most people meet their significant other? In the workplace.
Well, he didn't have Belichick production
that we know of
when they met.
Well, that we know of.
He
could have had Belichick Productions. We have no idea. The only reason we know about Belichick Productions is because that's how she signs her emails now.
So you think he already... What was Belichick Productions doing before, when Bill Belichick was coaching the Patriots?
Telling Curtis not to take photos when he's in an interview with us.
That was Stacy who said that.
Who in Curtis thinks it was Jordan that told Bill to tell Stacy.
Right, but that's different than operating a business. That's
a business.
Okay, so what is Belichick Productions right now where we stand? It's
all
interviews.
It's the fantasy website Underdog.
How long do you think it took for them to get him on board for that? I'm just saying that
they didn't do it until he was done coaching.
Right. Just because you, Greg Hill, you, Curtis, me, Courtney, Wiggy, didn't know about Belichick Productions doesn't mean that it wasn't something that was in the works. Like, I'm saying that there could be a...
But wait, you think they met at the workplace?
No, I think they met on a plane. He really liked her, clearly. He signed her book, whatever. And then maybe he offered her a position on whatever this Belichick Productions is, the creation of it, and then they fell in love.
I think that's like a Cinderella story. I think that when he created, she said, hey, we should create Belichick Productions. He said, okay, you run it. You be whatever it is, the CEO of it, and that'll help me with all this other stuff. And as they grew in their relationship, she is just now, it's like any relationship. The more you grow with a person, the more that person kind of can insert themselves into certain situations of your job, your career, and that's where we are. It's like, Bill, the only way for Bill to stop this is if Bill says, you know what, either you're going to stop doing this or we're not going to be together.
All I have to say is that truth is stranger than fiction. In a million years, who could have scripted this? This is
nobody.
Just absolute madness. Absolutely insane that this is the world that we live in now. That this business manager, Bill Belichick, is 24 absent any business acumen whatsoever.
Nothing.
She was raised on P-Town doing henna tattoos on Commercial Street.
But we know why she's there. The reason why she's there is because Bill decided as a, 69-year-old man, however old he was, he said, you know what? I'm going to dip my foot into the dating pool of a 21, 22, 23, and this is why he is. It's not like this is just some girl that works for Bill. We're like, why would he hire somebody with no experience? This is, like Strahan said, this is his girlfriend who has made him see the world differently. And that's why she has all this power. It's not hard to explain, but there are plenty of people,
because you can't give me an example of somebody that we work with whose boyfriend or girlfriend is involved in their work with us. Give me an example. Like, most people don't.
Doesn't Lindsay tell you how to dress?
No, I don't listen to her ever. I wear what? Do you think would I dress like this if I was getting good fashion advice?
But no, I would think, and I don't know everybody's relationship, but there's probably, your partner and Courtney, you probably could know. I know, like, if I'm coming up for a contract, there's
That's
advice.
That's a completely different thing. I don't know why you're being obstinate about this.
Yeah, I'm not being obstinate about it.
Have you created a company specifically that Talina can run?
But if I did create a company, she would run it.
Really?
Yeah, I think you, of course, she would be involved in it some way.
100%.
Right. If you created a company, Santo would be involved. I think that's what most people in a relationship do. Is that if they create a company, it's different for a job, right? Like if I'm just an accountant and my wife is a doctor, that's completely different. But this is a different world. Like,
don't you want your business to be taken care of by somebody you trust? I think Bill Belichick has extreme trust issues. And if you look at his track record on the football field and guys that he's worked with, coached with, I understand why. But that's why Berge was his right-hand man for so long. He trusted him.
Do you think
Belichick's family trusts Jordan?
It doesn't matter.
He wasn't dating Berge.
Doesn't matter, Curtis. If Belichick trusts Jordan and it's his production company, that's all that matters.
Is having your 24-year-old girlfriend run your company going for him so far?
Yeah, not great. We agree. Right.
But he does it with his kids, Greg. He as a football coach, it's no different. He gave his kids an opportunity.
His kid.
Right, but she's his significant other. So he basically said, with this Bill Belichick production.
Okay, so what happens when they break up?
Then he probably.
What do all these.
Fires her.
Because they're not married.
Yep.
So he fires her.
No, I don't.
You don't think, what? He's going to have a massive lawsuit.
Well, actually,
he doesn't just fire her.
Well, and Linda is still working for his foundation.
So I guess she'll continue. She'll continue running Belichick Productions at age 25 if they're not together?
Yeah, I mean, Linda's not.
Linda, I'm sure the foundation means a lot to him. And Linda's still the leading lady.
I don't see how people are confused about it. Like, that's what a lot of people.
Wiggy, 5 years ago, if I told you this is what was happening, you would say I'm confused.
No, I would say five years ago.
It's so wild.
I would say I don't believe it. But now where it
Why?
Is.
Why? Like, it's
I,
so obvious.
No. Five years ago.
Obviously, you would hire a 19-year-old to run your business.
No. 5 years ago, Curtis, if
that
you said
met on
to
a
me,
plane.
No.
In first class on your way to Palm Beach.
And you knew instantly when you met her that she was entrepreneurial.
Curtis, I'm not talking about that part. If you said to me 5 years ago, Bill's going to be dating a 24-year-old, I would be like, you're out of your mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not confused
on
why.
But that's not the interesting part of this story.
No. But here's what I'm telling you. I'm not confused on why she's so involved in all of his, his daily activities. I'm not confused on that because that's generally what happens when you have two people that are dating and one person is a public figure. The other one gets involved, and when there's an age disparity, like Bill said, he caught himself because he said, oh, she helps me out with the business part. What he really meant to say is she helps me out with the younger audience.
I don't think that's his intent.
Yeah, I think he did because he kind of caught himself like, you know, she kind of helps me out learn, understand that. Like, I'm not confused with this.
I mean, I just think from, I don't want to speak for Curtis, but it's something that he's never done before
right.
in 50 years.
Right.
He's never turned an entire Belichick-related or organization over to a 22-year-old.
He's never dated somebody 50 years younger than him.
Right.
So that's
but he
part of it.
He ran things himself.
Do you want? Right. I wonder if why Bears is with Billy O. Doesn't this make that a little clearer? Because we thought, like, the second Bill left,
yeah.
we thought Bears would work for a buddy of his, and then when Bill went back to work, Bears would immediately return because
yeah.
those two were literally attached at the hip. Now that Bears is still with Billy O, it strikes me, just an opinion, I guess, I don't know, that Bears may have seen this coming and decided to get off the boat and join a more stable one.
No,
Bears
was still working with him.
No, Bears was with Billy O. He went with Billy O because he didn't know if Bill Belichick was ever going to coach again. So he took the job with BC before Bill came back to coaching.
Right. So why is he joined him at North Carolina?
Because I don't think that's like, you know, we heard Bill talk about this. Hey, listen, don't poach my coaching staff, right? Nick Saban has said that, and that's been a Belichick thing. Don't poach my coaching staff. I don't think it's a smart move.
He's not on his coaching staff.
No. I don't think it's a smart move for Belichick to take Bears from Billy O's coaching staff.
You don't
staff
think when Billy O checked with Bill Belichick to see if it was okay to get Bears
yeah,
on his staff?
Yes.
Okay,
he did.
So then I'm
but
sure they could have said, if I go back to work, he comes back and works with me.
No, but I don't think it's a – he probably said, hey, Billy O – you keep Bears, I'm going to have Mike Lombardi do what I needed Bears to do because it's not a good look for
Mike
you to just...
Mike Lombardi's the GM.
Well,
yeah,
why,
but
did, why
still
is Bears still
man.
On the emails if he has nothing to do with Belichick anymore?
I have no idea.
Okay, so he works with him in some capacity.
Okay,
right?
Not the capacity that he was in before.
Because he has a job.
Right.
Why would he leave his job if he has a job?
You don't think they pay more at North Carolina than they do at BC?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't
you
know.
You don't know? What does the coach
no,
of BC make?
I don't know.
Make?
It's ACC.
What does the coach of BC
Billy
make?
Billy O's probably making $6 million a year.
Billy O makes $6 million? Are you on drugs?
How much do you think he makes?
1.5 to 2.
Man, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Spaz was making.
The UMass coach makes $1.5 million a year.
Right.
What does Bill Belichick make at North Carolina?
Bill, I think he's making $10 million.
Okay. So
I bet Billy O's probably making $6-7 million.
I bet he's making $6 million.
In that range.
Okay. What can we bet that Bill O'Brien is not making $6 million?
Well, we're never going to be able to figure it out. So
I know people. I could easily figure
so
it out.
So do I. And I bet I'll have a different number than you do.
I guarantee you.
I'm getting shut down.
I don't think you're getting shut down. Curtis.
Nobody's shutting you down.
No, you two are just like, Jordan this, Jordan
well, no,
that.
We just
Bill's
we
an
just
idiot.
Disagree with you.
Bill's
you guys think she's doing a good job? Do you think she's doing a good
no,
job?
No, we all agree.
No, we all
she's
agree.
She's doing a bad job.
I bet.
We're just giving a different side of it that maybe this didn't play out exactly how your fantasy mind has it playing out.
Well, no,
we're,
Curtis.
I think you
might fantasize.
Curtis, what we're doing is showing you what you know about is that the reason why people tend to do wild
that
things.
They met creating a production company that didn't exist five years ago?
Listen, the reason why people do weird things is when they start meeting people and dating people from a different walk of life. She is 24, so Bill is completely doing something that I agree with you, I would have never expected him to do to this day. But I get why he's incorporating her into his production company, or he might be saying, hey, how should I act around? Like, should I bring Lil Wayne in and doing all these things?
She's young and he trusts her.
I just think most people that are in a similar spot don't do this. I think you're hard-pressed to find me an example of somebody who has done this.
That's fair.
Who's successful.
Right. And if he trusts her, why did he hire someone else to run his PR for the book?
You know, if everybody did this, Lauren Sanchez would be running Amazon.
I bet you she works for Bezos in some form.
I don't think she does.
Blue Origin. She went up.
She did. He bought her a flight in space.
I bet you she works for Bill
can buy Jordan all kinds of Porsches and get the Bentley back and all of those things. But that is not like putting somebody in charge of your company. It's not anywhere near it.
I bet you she works for him.
She does not work for Amazon, Lauren Sanchez. What do you think she'd marry?
You think Amazon is his only company? Probably
well, no,
not.
He owns like the Washington Post. Do you think she's doing it?
No, no, I don't. Like, doesn't John Henry's wife, doesn't she run some of his companies? I think a lot of people, when they're at that level, and there's this age disparity.
Yes, and people mock it all the time.
And like, I'm not saying you shouldn't mock it.
Yeah.
But when people say I don't get it, it's because he is with a 24-year-old, and he's like, hey, okay, run my company.
Yeah. I just think it shows a lack of reason on his part. But
it showed a lack of reasoning on his part when he started dating a 24-year-old. It's like, Bill, what are you doing here? I mean, let's be honest. That's where we're all like, this is shocking to us.
Lauren Sanchez has a company too, Black Ops Aviation.
Yeah, she's a helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
What is that?
I'm just wondering if Jeff Bezos is like has any part in it, if that company was made by both of them. I was just bringing up. I knew she was a pilot. I didn't know she had like an aviation company.
Well, he could invest in her company. You'd have to prove to me that he hired her.
Yeah.
To run his company.
Yeah, but
no, I see what you're doing. But just go ahead, go further with it. Like, what is he?
I'm going to look into it. I'm just saying that there's probably, whether it's a foundation or this Black Ops, maybe Jeff Bezos is the funding behind it. And if it's your money that you're investing, you want somebody that you trust that's going to run the place.
I think they're a great.
Okay, so you think this is a brilliant move by Bill Belichick?
No, we agree.
Oh, so why are you fighting over it?
I'm just giving you the reason why I think Bill Belichick is doing it.
Right.
I think he trusts this 24-year-old girl, whether we agree with him or not. I don't think that it's a good move for him. But I'm saying, if you're Bill Belichick and you trust somebody, and this Belichick Productions is this new hip way that you want to connect with your players and an audience and the fan base, then you want, and you trust Jordan, she's 24, she's closer to the age of the people you're trying to appeal to, you put her in charge.
And the same reason we're fighting over it is the same reason we fought over why is Bill Belichick hiring his son to be the defensive coordinator. It's the same thing. It's kind of, it's in the same family.
Right.
Like, you're
It's never been about winning, which we were lied to. It's about loyalty.
You're hiring somebody that you feel like you can trust, is going to be loyal to you, and you feel like has skills. Is Stephen Belichick the best defensive coordinator? No, but does Bill feel like he could do a good job? Yes. Is Jordan the best whatever PR person out there for Bill? Probably not.
No,
but
she's the worst.
Right, but
he did one interview trying to sell books, and she turned it into a national nightmare of a story in 2 weeks.
Right.
It's the dumbest. The point is, it is the dumbest decision ever made by what we all assumed was a very intelligent, strategic person.
Right,
well,
but the best point on this was made by Nora Princiotti in The Ringer, and she said, "Why are we shocked that the same guy that hired Matt Patricia to run his offense hired this person to lead his PR and his business?" And I was wrong. I had no idea. It's not $6 million, but I will take the loss. $5 million for Bill O'Brien. In a million years, I would have never thought he made $5 million a year. So I apologize to Courtney.
Craig, he's a brilliant man, but remember, there's two heads that you think with.
Well, that's the whole point.
And clearly, he's not thinking with the one on his shoulder.
The point of the whole thing.
Yep. And that's why we're at where we're at. And that's... Yeah. I mean, she get
all right,
that.
We're a little bit behind. We will get to Curtis. Let's get to the weekly wrap up next.
Sounds good.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.